if Chase had better technique, he would beat Jet Lawrence right now. I'm not going to lie. I know you guys ain't going to like it. But if Chase had better technique, he would beat Jet Lawrence. I see Self Handmaker, like I'm going to call him Hamburger, whatever you want to call. Shut up, people. I don't care. Everything's you've been feeling dangerous. And I said, look, you ain't feeling dangerous. It ain't no more. You can't say that. You are dangerous, kid. You are dangerous. And Hunter knows that. So it ain't feeling anything. You are dangerous. What's up, guys? You know who it is, your boy JS7. And you know where we at? We at the Rewind Show, baby. Round 23 from Southwick, Massachusetts. The Wick, baby. The Wick. The hardest track of the year. After last weekend, we had Red Bud! 4th July weekend. And then it seems like you get to the next one and it's a downer because them boys knew they had a lot of work to do. That track was going to be brutal. And it was. It was hot, humid. Your boy was there, but I was in the AC. But what we were going to see, was Danger Boy going to continue his streak? Was Hunter Lawrence going to bounce back after that crash? Would Jet Lawrence stay perfect or would Chase Sexton end that streak? Well, you know what we got to do. And so let's do it. Let's get into it. Round 23, Southwick. So coming in this weekend here at Southwick, everybody knows it's whether it's raining, cloudy, cold, hot like it was. This track was going to be brutal. And it was hot. It was hot. I was sitting there on Friday just sweating, got a chance to talk to some of my old rivals like RV and a few of the guys. And we were just sitting at a table with the AC going. It was hot. It was hot. So last weekend, we saw what happened at second moto. Hunter's been on a streak. He was able to win that first moto pretty dominant. Felt like it was his best ride all year long. And then coming into this weekend, that after the second moto, getting tangled up, we weren't really sure how he was going to be feeling. But he sent the text on Sunday after a Red Bud saying he was all good. He'd be at Southwick. So I expected him to come in pretty good, pretty much healthy. Looked like it at practice. Practice looked like normal. He was still up in the top. I think at one, he was pretty quick outside of Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dakotas, get that first fastest hot lap, you know, being the first seat at practice. By the way, that's one of those stories that you're going to tell your grandkids, like, you know, when you're 50, you're like, yeah, you know, them young boys, they out there. But old Jimmy Dean, grandpa over here was able to get it done. I was the fastest. Hey, Deegan, you know, Danger Boy, I had him covered. But nonetheless, Hunter Lawrence looked pretty good. First moto happens. And then it was like, he gets a bad start. He actually almost goes down. He gets a bad start the first moto. And he just kind of was stuck. You know, he made some passes. He actually got around Danger Boy, which Hayden looked like he was struggling a little bit, which we'll talk about him in a second. But overall, Hunter was, he looked like he did all year long, except for he wasn't able to like move up. Like he was slowly kind of moving up. And I'm not sure if that was because he was injured or what, but he looked physically okay. But he was just what he didn't have that same like spunk on him. And, you know, I don't know if it was because everybody was riding good. That track was maybe a little bit one liner or more difficult to pass. And I will say one thing about Southwick. When you try to make passes at that racetrack compared to like some of the other ones, like it just takes a lot more energy to make the same kind of pass as you would per se to like Red Bud. And I think a lot of that's because there's a hard base to that, the hard base to that track. And so you have to like, you're spinning, you want to cut out, but you can't cut out too quickly because you'll spin up. So you have to wait until you hit that berm and then you have to like pull yourself out. So there's a lot of energy that has to be done, even just trying to make a pass. So if you're coming in maybe a little bit timid or hurt, maybe that's one of the reasons why, you know, he was kind of just waiting. Maybe the other guys get tired nonetheless. But overall, just kind of stuck like in the middle of the pack. He made his way up to maybe like fifth to sixth. And Hayden was stuck in ninth for a while. Then Hayden got up behind him. And I think Hayden closed up a little bit, but not really enough to threaten Hunter. So overall for him, if he wasn't healthy and from what it looks like on past races that he wasn't, because he wasn't able to close up on the top three like he has been in most of all motos, especially those first motos, he was in fifth place. So about two laps left, all we hear is over the intercom is like, Hunter Lawrence. And you see the smoke. Well, last time I saw the smoke at that track on a red bike, last name Hunter, it was actually last name Lawrence. It was him, but he was like a different kind of smoke. He was that Styles Robinson. That boy had that heat. So to turn around and I saw the smoke here, and you can tell by his body language, his bike let go. And the odd thing is, when you start thinking about motorcycles and you start breaking it down, Hunter Lawrence rides in a meteor power. Hunter Lawrence has a real smooth technique compared to even like with Hayden Deegan. You hear some of these guys, they're over revving a motorcycle, like da 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 da. So you would think with him, like he would be easier on the bike compared to most guys. Well, that's actually not true. Actually, one of the things is guys who actually ride the bike in meteor power, like low RPMs, like a Ken Roczen, a Jet Lawrence, a Hunter Lawrence, their bikes actually are more likely to blow up than actually somebody that over revs a motorcycle. Why that is because when you're riding the meteor power, and especially at Southwick, you're actually putting load on your motorcycle all the time. Compared to somebody that over revs the motorcycle, the bike spins, so it freewheels. Like it's loud and it gets hot, but there's not load on the bike compared to if you're riding in the meteor power. That means the bike's gonna have traction everywhere, which means it's gonna be able to load on that motorcycle everywhere. So the fact is, Hunter Lawrence bike blowing up, as weird as it sounds, when you think of it like from an engineering standpoint, his bike is actually more likely to blow up than like Justin Barsh's. And that's crazy to think. But when his bike let go, you knew it from his body position. He was just like, dude, it's done. I think he hit him with a... That was it. You saw the show a guy run over there, like pushing his motorcycle. And at Southwick, it is like the worst place to blow a motorcycle up for the mechanics, because there's a big old hill you got to like roll up that you have to roll down to get to the start. You got to push that thing all the way up. And, you know, he blew up with like two laps left. So that was tough. The last two races, I mean, he's given up 50 points. So when we saw his bike smoking on the side of the track, it was everything kind of got thrown up. Because even with last weekend, I felt like he let Hayden Deegan in, and he let other guys possibly think if he made another mistake, they'll be back in the championship. But after that first moto, it went down to like guys within 40, 50 points to some guys with like 15, 20 points after that first moto. And Hayden Deegan all of a sudden inherits the points lead. It was a big shakeup. So it was tough on Hunter. And the worst part is he rode the whole moto. Like there was no, usually when guys' bikes blow up, you can go back and rest up. Well, he basically rode that whole first moto. He has to walk back to the pits. So he didn't save no energy, and he didn't make any points. So it was tough on him. So coming in with an injury, knowing Hayden having his success from last weekend, it was going to be a tough second moto for Hunter no matter what, because he wasted his energy. He wasn't 100% by his riding. It was a hot day. His bike blew up. And you got to come out on a bad gate pick, which he was in the mid-20s at Southwick on the right-handed first corner. Guys coming in, possibly falling. He did a good job in that second moto not going down. There was a lot of things that was going against him. And then the second moto happened, and it was basically a repeat of the first moto. He just got up, and he basically stayed exactly where he was. So the only thing I would say for him is the weightiest points championship has been. He's given up 50 points last two races. Hayden Deegan hasn't gotten 50 points on him, but there was 50 points on the line that I would say if he was healthy, he could have won both those. Like I believe if he was healthy last weekend, he would have won that second moto. Levi Kitchen might have had something else to say about that, but he had a good chance. And this weekend, considering his set success that he's won at Southwick, and as much as like Hayden did struggle during the day on Saturday, there was a likelihood that he would have beat Hayden both motos, which he was beating Hayden both motos, that he would have been more up in the top three. So he would have gained those points. Well, he lost 50 points. And so my point is the likelihood of Hayden, like of Hunter winning and Hayden just being second, like a Chad Reed JS 09 Supercross. Like you're like, damn, dude, I can win seven races in a row. Just the tightest dude. And that was a fact. I don't see that happening, especially not saying that Hayden isn't second best guy. Technically, he's the first best guy because he does have the red plate. And like I always like to say, if it ended today, Hayden Deegan would be your champion. But luckily for us, it doesn't end today, and there's a lot more racing. actually it's halfway. We just got to halfway season. So my point is, it's a big shakeup. So Hunter can win and Hayden can get like fifth and there you go. It could be back to where he's the points leader pretty quick. And if Hunter would have won that second moto, if he was feeling healthy, Hunter would have been lost the points lead in between motos and came back out with the points lead, but that didn't happen. So going into next week in Millville and Washougal, there's a lot of points up for grab. For him, he's just got to get healthy. I think the injury, I don't know if it was the injury or Southwick or a combination of everything, but he looked off in that race. He looked off. And it was weird when you watch guys ride that are hurt. You could just tell they're hurt. You know, like they don't charge. There's certain movements on their motorcycle that they just don't do. Well, I didn't see that from Hunter. I just saw the lack of aggressiveness. And I don't know if that was because he wasn't able to ride this weekend. He was trying to save the energy. He didn't look like a guy that was hurt. He just didn't look like a guy that was that had the belief that he would be able to be strong for both motos, or maybe that he was like, I'm playing a long game. Those guys are gone in front of me. I'm beating Hayden, so I'm keeping my points lead. This is before his bike blew up. I'm just going to finish there. And then the second moto, all hell, like whatever. Like everybody was struggling in the second moto. Even his brother that went one, he was struggling in the second moto after you saw how he looked on the podium. So I think he's just, if he's healthy, he'll be fine. If he's not, and that thing's worse than if it looked, and he rots like he did this weekend, then you're going to have a problem. And the person you're going to have a problem with is not only Danger Boy. You're going to have a problem with RJ. You're going to have a problem with Joe Shimoda, which we're going to talk about him. But dude went from like average Joe to like back to far East Coast, my boy. And I said last weekend, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and talk about you. I said last weekend that like, yo, what up? Like, what up, Joe? I don't even know. Like Mitch Payton, I see self Handmaker. Like, I'm going to call him Hamburger, whatever you want to call. Shut up, people. I don't care. You saw Seth out there doing his thing. Ryder D was doing his thing. I think I seen Austin Fortner back on the bike. I'm sure he probably doing his thing. So I was looking at Joe, looking at his motorcycle, knowing that like, hey, he's not feeling it. I didn't see anything that was like saying like, all right, well, yo, that's his bike's not doing good. I just saw a guy that didn't have the confidence. Well, even the first moto, like he was like average. He was average Joe-ness, whatever you want to say. And then the second moto, you see, when I say mindsets, people, and reality of what others think, but what you believe, that's a fact. Because all these guys, they're good. They're good. But what's different is right here. And you saw that second moto, Joe got a start. In the beginning part, he didn't even know what to do with it. He was like, Tom Vial, I don't know. Is that the French president? Whoever this dude is, I ain't never raced him before. Especially in the sand, this guy just won the first moto. But the fact is, Joe was able to stay there. And you could see every lap, Joe was like, oh, man, nothing's happened. You know, Bigfoot didn't run across the track and I ain't fall, or Lapper didn't come across me and I ain't just fall off this cliff and almost die off the side of the track. It wasn't even my fault. Every lap was going. He was getting more confident. He was starting to ride like Joe of last year. And he was able to get around. Like, he was able to move his way up, which he didn't have to worry about some of the issues that he had previously about having to pass people, because he only had to pass one person. He was able to do that. Joe was finding that confidence, and Joe rode good, and Joe rode away. Like, he rode away enough. He had hanging with Mr. Cooper, was coming back. But nonetheless, it was good to see Joe. And all of a sudden, he went from, like, damn, like, disappointment to back in this championship. Like, he's right there. If Hunter has another weekend like this, he's back in that, along with a lot of other people. And I think, as I was saying, Hunter, if he's not healthy next weekend and he doesn't come out and win, he's going to have a problem with all those guys. And just like every weekend with this 250 class, you're like, all right, like, I feel like Hunter's the best, but you're not surprised when Levi Kitchen wins, or you're not surprised when Joe Shimoda, well, kind of way he was riding, a little surprised, but it's not surprising because Joe is Joe. You're not surprised when Hayden Deegan wins, RJ wins. So as much as Hunter was dominant, like, he had all these guys. Now, you're halfway through the season. There's a championship on like five or six of these guys, and it would be their first for all of them. So you're going to have a problem with all of them. But the biggest problem you're going to have is this dude, Hayden Deegan. Now, if you watched the race, which I'm sure you did, and you just saw your boy on there at the tube talking about him, you know, I had actually had a chance to talk to Hayden. And I talked to him on Friday. I had a little bit of chance, and he was excited about coming in here. And he, look, he know. They know. Deacons know. They smell it in the air. You know, it's time to get it. But I told him on Saturday, I was like, well, you know, if you know, then he knows too. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out and just, you know, gives you his best possibly. Don't think he's going to be a wounded duck on here. And he came out in practice and he looked like that. And the race happened. And I said on the keys of the race, I said, like, I don't promote violence, but you got to kick a man when he's down. Like, you got to put a boot to him. Like, this is one of those opportunities to see somebody on the ground. Like, kick him, kick him. Like, they laying out, steal their wallet. That's okay in this situation. So Hayden, like, knew. And I didn't realize, like, he's a California boy. They don't really saying that much. So I'm so used to Hayden just answering the bell to everything. You throw a challenge to him, he just answers it. The only time that it was odd this year was Thunder Valley. It was the one time you're like, all right, dude. Like, look, that's rookiness. Like, other than that, this kid's been answering. He's been getting better and better. So once he gets sniff of Hayden, you knew he was going to come in here. Well, he had to deal with Southwick. And Southwick's a whole different animal, and you got to learn how to ride that. If you ain't really done a lot, even if you know how to ride sand, you got to learn how to ride Southwick sand. Because it ain't sand, but it's sand. And if you want to run a sand tire, but you probably can get away with a hard pack tire at some points, which I have run that. It's a different animal to learn how to ride it, which was unlike, I said, last weekend's track, where it was really no, it was just about riding motorcycle. And if you were good, you were good. Well, Southwick, you know how you got to learn how to ride a motorcycle. You have to know how to ride a motorcycle, and you have to know how to ride really good, but you have to also know how to ride sand and that particular track. So Hayden was figuring that out, and Hayden struggled compared to how he has previously. But I said, I talked to Hayden, and I actually had a chance to talk to him right before the first moto. And I was like, look, kid, we've been talking about you've been feeling dangerous. Everything's you've been feeling dangerous. And I said, look, you ain't feeling dangerous. It ain't no more. You can't say that. You are dangerous, kid. You are dangerous. And Hunter knows that. So it ain't feeling anything. You are dangerous. So he goes out there and he does his thing. And as much as he struggled, the kid comes out in the points lead. Like, damn. Like, he went from, look, he was there. He got his first victory, got his first girlfriend. Now he dating everybody. Everybody wants to date. He picking litter. Like, he's a new bachelor. Like, they coming out the woodwork. He's got his points lead. And you heard him on the podium. He says, oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. And I said a few weeks ago, he's the one person that, like, I wouldn't, if I'm Hunter, I don't really want to mess. Like, I wouldn't say want to mess with, but I don't want to race him because he's young. He don't know no better. He don't know no better. And, like, you mess with him, he's going to mess with you back. But now he's getting the sense. And, look, Hunter might go out next weekend and just whoop him up. And he might win every single race from here on out. Hunter probably still might win this championship. Good chance. But you got to know that he's going to have a fight. And he's going to have a fight with this little mean. He ain't going to call him no social media superstar, which he is that. He's a social media superstar that's a badass on a motorcycle. And this kid's coming. And so as fans, you got to love it. You got to love it because I think he's the one kid out there that don't care. He don't care. And he's the one kid out there will do whatever it takes to win. And it's been a while since we've seen like one of those types come in the sport. Well, we're watching it, and it's going to be good to watch this kid like continue to grow against Hunter Lawrence and against Far East Coast that's back. Don't forget about hanging with Mr. Cooper. He was back. And I haven't even said anything about this other guy that was just all of a sudden just showed up, and Mr. Tom Vial. Like, yeah, RJ did what RJ did. RJ was fast, and it's crazy to think this Florida boy still hasn't made a podium on there. It's just, RJ, what up, dog? But you back in this points thing. And look, Levi, I think he brought his hair back to normal. I'm not sure. I didn't see him with his hair, but he's even there. But Tom Vial, I did say he was going to get a moto win. Coming into this race, I didn't really think about him as far as, I guess he did live in Belgium. And if you live in Belgium, you know how to ride sand. It's like if you live in the South, you know what grits are. You know, most of you guys in California, y'all don't even know what grits. You're like, grits, what is that? Girls raised in the South? Nah, this is just a whole different thing. So grits, Tom Vial. I did say he was going to win, but I didn't think it was going to be this one because I was sleeping on his skill. My apologies. But dude came in. I knew it from practice. I'm like, damn, Vial's like top three in practice. He looked pretty good. And that first motor, he came out and he was like, damn, like he was up there like battling, like he was hanging with Mr. Cooper. Cooper's still fast, dude. Hanging with Mr. Cooper is hard to do, but Tom was doing his best job at doing that. And as I said, he was going to get a moto win. And I knew from like lap three, I'm like, this dude going to win this moto. He's going to win this moto because he just keeps going. He's like the little Energizer French bunny. He just keeps going and he keeps going and he keeps going. And boy, he went around Cooper when Cooper fell over like a wet noodle. It's Southwick. Probably wasn't tired. It was just going to happen. A lot of guys happen. And I wasn't sure. It's hard to recover that much after we saw Justin Cooper maybe fade a little bit, struggling a little bit after the throat injury at Red Bud, that second moto. It's hard to come in Southwick and then within 7 days and be back up to like, okay, I'm 100%. Like I'm not going to fade because this track was probably twice as hard as it was at Red Bud. So I was looking at, all right, if he did it there, and the fact is, like, he tried to get away, and knowing the way Vial rides these races, like, he gets better and better and better as the day goes on, and I knew he wouldn't fade, and I knew just his excitement that looks like on his bike, he was going to be there. So I was like, damn, he's going to win this race, and sure enough, he won this race. So that's my bad. And then the second moto, dude hasn't pulled a whole shot. First off, he haven't led a lap all year. Then he goes to leading the laps, then winning this thing. And when you start thinking about him being from Belgium and that if he's that good in the beginning part of the race, he's going to be even better at the end of the race. And that he was the only person in between motos that was like, I'm excited to go back out there and ride this next moto out of all of them. I mean, none of them said that. No matter if you were on a podium one, nobody said that, but he did. And he looked pretty good. So coming out second moto, he whole shots, doing what Tom Vial hasn't done all year, just like doing his thing. And he did a good job. And RJ did his best to come up. And it was like funny as I was calling it, because he was like, RJ would make a mistake, second moto. And you're like, all right, he done. He ain't got no goggles on. Shit, RJ don't need no, he don't even need eyeballs. He don't need nothing. Just give him a right hand. He'll figure out how to do it. He don't even need legs, arms. He just need to be able to turn the throttle. And RJ would come back, make a mistake. RJ would come back. And so it wasn't over. But Tom was able to hold on. And he was there to hold on and do something that he hasn't done. And it's his first time over here, pretty much. It actually is his first time over here, but it's first time getting one of these, first time at Southwick, first time for a lot of things, first whole shot, first lap led. And the first time he's going to get one of these things, and I'm going to say hit it for him, Cole. And people, don't get mad at me, but hit it for him, Cole.
Suntan, necks on fire.
I'm going to give it to you, Tom. Cole ain't here, but I'm going to hold it down. If I have long hands, I'll push the button myself, but I don't got long hands, but you got one here. So great job, kid. You like first the mini, and it was cool to see you up there doing it. You made me feel good, look good. I said, you're going to win a moto. I ain't even say it overall. So I'm like, yeah, that's what it was. So good job. We should have saw this coming as nobody saw it coming. I had my hater blockers on. Not hater blockers, but I had my glasses on. I didn't see it. But Tom Vial, great job. And this 250 class, woo! Almost wanted to scream Red Bud, but that was in the past. I don't even know what we're going to scream. But people, I'm going to tell you right now, it's about to get wild. It's about to get wild. So you got all of them coming for you. And we'll see if Hunter comes back 100%. Danger Boy. He ain't dangerous. Well, actually, he is dangerous. He ain't feeling dangerous no more. They all know it. RJ is going to do what RJ does. And you got hanging with Mr. Cooper, who's got his throat, eyes open up, opportunity. And then who knows, Levi, everybody. So 250 Clash, I ain't got to say no more because I ain't going to say no more. You just go tune in next week and you'll see what happens. But I know we're going to do it. So that was awesome. But my next class, look, people, you know what we're going to do? We had Jet Lawrence, Chase Sexton. That's it. I said Dylan Ferrandis. I thought he was going to be showing up. I thought the way his bike was set up, JS his shit set up, high front end, low rear end, low that rear end because you don't want to get hit in the booty. I thought this weekend it was going to be good. Like, he was going to be back. But I don't know if it was the heat or if it was the Heat, or is the Heat of them two guys and how fast they were, but Dylan was nowhere near Dylan-ish like, or he didn't want nothing to do with it. You saw a fast Chase went past him down that damn start straight? You saw how fast that was? I was like, damn, that's a grown man pass. He ain't dealing like, I ain't want none of this. He was actually mad in first moto because he was dealing with Ty Masterpool. And Ty, look, you've been doing good. You better watch out, boy. I'm telling you, somebody going to like get one of these factory guys and be like, bam, Look, man, it's just the principle. And I was saying, damn, look, Ty ain't letting off, Ty. And you should let off. You blown up there, and they know you blown up there. But the disrespect level of this, it was disrespectful. And Dylan was like, I ain't dealing with it. Last weekend, I had to go back and regroup in between motos. Actually, not in between motos, during the race. I had to go back and regroup. Not this time. You could tell Dylan came in that inside, and it was going to be either him or neither one of y'all. Somebody was going to die in that corner, and Ty thought better of that. He was like, all right, I feel it. You got the inside. Dylan was coming in hot, and Dylan ran away just like AP did a few weeks ago. He didn't want to deal with Ty. So that was all we saw of Dylan, besides Chase going 2,000 miles faster going down that straightaway. But I think Dylan's a champion, dude. You know, if he can't win the race, it's going to be hard. Other than that, like, besides Ty getting on him, I don't really see unless Dylan has an opportunity to win a race, he's going to be like what he was doing this weekend. He's going to be in third place, like 8,000 seconds back. Not because he ain't that good, but because, look, it's different levels of this. So chance I got to take to win races, I'm willing to take that chance. But if I can't win the race, then only besides Ty Masterpool, and I might have to oula voula shake out, blast his ass. Besides that, I'm just going to do what I got to do. So that was it of Dylan. So back to what I was saying, you had Chase Sexton and Jet Lawrence. Now, Chase came back last weekend, and although Chase was never able to run up with Jet, Chase was actually riding better. He was actually going faster than Jet. I wouldn't say riding better because Jet won. And overall, it doesn't matter how good you ride. If you get beat, you ain't ride that good enough. Like, you ain't want that good, you know? So I thought Chase was a lot closer than it looked on paper. So coming in this weekend, it was going to be the same scenario. You knew Chase after those interviews that he wasn't happy with that. So coming into this weekend, you heard his interviews. He was not that happy. Like, he wasn't happy after the first and second moto. He said he didn't ride that good. So I feel like coming in this weekend, he had to show Jet something. And it wasn't about trying to win the race, because just the fact that he's been off so long, that was going to be difficult. Like, the fact is, Jet's been riding. He's been used to riding these motos. And as I say, it's different. You can't replicate racing. There's just an intensity level. So the fact is, nobody expected Chase to come in here and just outlast Jet for 2 30-minute motos, because the fact he hasn't been here. That's just time that does that. So I was thinking that he was going to come in here and just show Jet like some speed. Like, he had one race under his belt. And truly, when they both kind of showed up healthy, even though Chase got hurt at Paula in practice, they were close. Like, Jet wasn't like really looking like he did now. Like, he was racing. Like, if Chase was able to get around them at Paula, we'd have a whole different championship, because one, Jet wouldn't be undefeated. And I don't think Jet would have the confidence against Chase that he does now to be like, okay, I'll just turn it up a notch, or I'll feel like I get it past him. And what that would have done for Chase, who knows? So coming in this weekend, he knew he had to stop. And I spoke on that last weekend. If you don't know what I said, go back to last weekend and you'll know what I said. Then this one, it makes sense. But sometimes you have to come in and win a battle. Forget the war, win the battle. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, like, you'll win the war down the road. But this is like a 101 street fighter. Like, you had to be able to come in. And Chase needed to show Jet something from last weekend. I was saying Chase's lines and just some of his technique stuff was holding him back, because he was actually going faster than Jet. He actually looked like he was faster, but his line selection was costing him a lot of time. So even though he was going faster, it didn't reflect in lap time, because he would make a mistake or blah, 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 blah. So this weekend in practice, it was like on another level of that, because you really saw the difference between those two and the way Jet rides a motorcycle and Chase rides it. And if Chase does anything, if he wants to do anything, he needs to go back and watch this. I should rewind. That'll come out tomorrow at 5 o'clock, but it'll be out by the time you hear this one. Watch the race. You'll see it. Chase will see it. Last year, we talked about Eli Tomac and Chase Sexton, and they both were so close in speed. It was really about how one felt on the motorcycle, how one was feeling comfortable in certain parts of the track. Or I said, like, Chase was, he was better on the open parts of the racetrack, leaning the motorcycle. Like, he felt more comfortable with that compared to Eli was better in the technical. So when you got to certain parts of the racetrack, they would be better than the other one. Well, this weekend here at Southwick, I feel like it's been the opposite for Chase. I don't know if it's because, I don't know if the Honda's changed or just the crashes throughout all year of just being up and all of a sudden going down. But Chase does not feel comfortable, and you can tell he does not trust the motorcycle, especially on leans. Well, here at Southwick, you got to be able to lean that bike. You got to be on that lean that bike. And especially when you got somebody like Jet, who's really comfortable for, look, his technique is part of that, which we'll talk about in a second. But he's just comfortable being able to lean his motorcycle, and it's time that he's able to, when he's leaning the thing, it allows him to open up the racetrack. And if you watch the race, and if you watch practice, there's two parts to this. One part is when Jet moves around the racetrack, Jet skis slalom. And I said, like, it's like he's riding waves. Like, if he's a surfer, you know, he's not fighting the wave. Like, he's finding that spot. And if you ever wake surf or you're riding surfboard, if you find that spot, it pushes you along. Like, you ain't got to do anything. You're saving that effort. Well, if you're trying to climb the wave or you don't catch that sweet spot, what it is, it's drag. Like, it is hard to, like, you got to pump to try to stay in the wave. And I'm saying this to my wake surfers out there. So Chase was going against the grain. Like, he could probably go around the same lap times and same speed, but he was fighting himself. Jet was moving around the racetrack. Like, he was inside, he was outside. But what Jet didn't do, Jet wasn't going straight up and down in corners. And it was allowing a couple things to happen on the suspension. If you watch Jet, just strictly on line selection and where he was going on the racetrack, he was always pretty much on a lean, especially on the really rough parts of the racetrack and coming out of some of the corners. Like, Jet would always be leaning in the thing, and he wouldn't try to cut out of anything, or he wouldn't be going straight into a berm, which if you go straight into a berm, then that means you got a knife. Every time you knife that thing and you have to turn, that's just being drag on a motorcycle. It's drag on every single corner. Well, Jet was opening up everything because he was able to lean his bike. He felt comfortable. So when he would get in a berm, it was like he would just continue to flow around the berm, where Chase was going in straight and he would catch the same line as Jet, but his angle going into it, it was drag. So it was costing him really time, but it was also costing him energy in that. And so as you're having drag, so he's slower in that part of the section. So now he's got to make up that time because he just lost the time in that corner. So that means he's got to go faster in the next one. And then he gets in too hot. And it was the same thing as last weekend. You get in too hot, you blow the next corner out. But it was really, when you watch those two, watch when you see Jet ride. Like, you'll always see a guy that's like flowing, like angling, like always just lean around the track. Lean. You watch Chase. Chase is straight up and down. And if you put that up, you add all that up around the racetrack, you're going to see when Chase lands off jumps, look how much harder it looks when Chase lands. Like, you can tell Chase's body kind of collapsed into it. When you watch Chase go into the corners, like, there's an effort to what Chase is doing in corners compared to when you watch Jet. Jet looks like he's got a faster motorcycle. Looks like his motorcycle's light and looks like his suspension works better. It's probably all the same. But what it is since Jet is leaning, that means he's taking weight off his forks and his suspension is keeping the thing free. And in sand, as anybody knows, you kind of want to have that bike free. You want to have it light. And by leaning a motorcycle, it stays light around the racetrack, which ultimately makes your suspension have more travel because you're not straight up and down, just putting all this force on it. And when you're putting all this force on it, which Chase was doing, I think it was, if you remember, where Jet passes him in the first moto, they go through that sweeper. It's like a left-handed sweeper, and they start dropping down before that 180 little switchback. Second moto, Jet was going down, jumping over it, like jumping into that corner. Well, we look at in the first moto, watch how Jet's angle going into that corner. And then you watch Chase's angle going into it. Jet's coming in more in an angle. You see his suspension still up. Or you look at Chase, he's going straight in, and his suspension bottomed out. You can see he He's doing this. He's doing this. Suspension has no more travel, and it is so much more work. And that's not even a section that would say, okay, he's just losing time. He's losing energy there. And it's you add that up around the racetrack, because there was a lot of places that was happening, and it was because Jet just chose and he felt more comfortable, probably because he hasn't had as many crashes or whatever it is. Could be suspension setup, riding technique, which we'll get into that next. But he feels more comfortable doing that, and is allowing him to be free. His bike's light, which ultimately makes he doesn't have the dragging around the racetrack. And at the end of the race, he's going to have more energy than Chase if they rode the same time, if they rode the same speed around the racetrack. He would just beat Chase because he's going to have more energy than Chase. If you put him up there and you just said, okay, look, I'm going to let y'all run the same lap times. Chase, you ride your lines. Jet's going to ride his lines. Jet's going to beat him every single time, because Jet is saving energy and he'll just outlast Chase just because of his line selection. And so last weekend it was on display, and I said, Chase should look at that. And I think he did, because there was a difference to what Chase was doing this weekend. He seemed more calm. He wasn't, when Jet passed him, like, he didn't all of a sudden just try to turn up speed. I think he was trying to let that race come back to him. He knew that if he tries to override this, then he's going to be in that spot, as I said, where no travel spot. It's going to be harder for him. But the only time he did, like, start getting faster or trying to ride harder is when he got super close to Jet, and he's like, dude, the guy's like right there. You just want to go a little bit faster. Then he makes that mistake, and then he started making more mistakes because he got frustrated. But that was all because Jet's line selection, and he was able to lean the bike. So that was on that. That was your suspension side. So watch that, people. Watch his Jet's angles in all the corners, and just think about like riding down a hill on a bicycle compared to if you're just going straight down the thing, or you're just doing this number. Like it's almost opposite of what I'm saying. If you're going like this, you're going to have drag on that thing compared to if you just go straight down, you could freewheel it. It's going to be a lot easier. And in this situation, being on the angle was allowing Jet to have that free lightness on his motorcycle. The other part to this between us two is technique. And I talked about this in practice. When you watch Chase and you watch Jet rides, they both ride on the front of the bike. So they both are kind of like me, like I ride on the front end of the bike. But when you watch one guy, Jet rides his arms and his body is like up, right? Like, so when you look at Chase, I always say it like it's like that turtle shell. Chase could be on the front of the bike, which he rides on the front, but his arms are kind of tucked in and his head's down. So he's riding like this. Where when you look at Jet's arms, he's on the front, but he's like standing up more. Like his body, if you're looking at the angle, Jet's like this, or Chase is like this. So a lot of that comes down to is trust, because one, you have to be able to, if you're going to lean the motorcycle, you can't be leaning like this. Like you can't have your arms. You got to be able to be free and allow that bike to move. And in practice and then during the race, Jet's technique on how he rides the motorcycle, and particularly like when you get to sand, it's pretty drastic of a difference between those two. And a lot of that comes from a trust issue. You know, I think between the two, you know, you have to be able to, like we saw with Eli last year, and even in Supercross, like if you don't have trust and feel on the motorcycle, then you're not going to lean it. And with Chase, he's riding really good. Like he's riding actually, you know, good enough to where, I mean, he was the fastest guy in that second moto. But when you start looking at and like, all right, Jet's playing with him and Jet's doing this, well, the times would say different. And back to what I was saying, like when you look at those two, Jet's up free, elbows out, it's like he's got room to work, right? Like it's like if you're riding a motorcycle and you're like tucked in, like your arms, like you can't do this compared to if you got them up like this, when that thing start, like you have room to work. And when things go wrong for Jet and Chase, one guy, when things go wrong, like you see his body, like his body's going. Same thing that happened in Supercross and the Whoops. You know, when Chase starts going, like his whole body goes with it. And that's a lot of that comes from a technique thing, and even where his elbows are, and even when Supercross, like this grip on his knees, he loses. There's nothing he could do. Where when Jet goes, it's like his arms move because he has more leverage to it. And when you're riding sand, the bike's always going to move. So you got to be free on that. And Jet, the way he sits up on the motorcycle, the way he's up and allows his arms and the freedom that he has, is allowing him to, one, be able to ride those lines, but two, be faster. Like, he's faster because he's able, just strictly off his technique, even though, like Jay, you just said, Chase was faster. Yeah, Chase is actually going into sections faster. Chase, I bet if you clocked him on momentum, like miles an hour on certain parts, Chase would be going in stuff quicker. I ain't see anybody go down that straightaway like Chase past Dylan. That was fast as I've seen anybody go past that, like through that section. But what Chase happens to him is like once he gets in those tighter parts and then he's like by himself, like if the rabbit in front of you, you can go faster. But overall around the racetrack, like his technique is stopping him from actually being able to close in on that guy and actually go, you know, faster. Because in reality, if Chase had better technique, he would beat Jet Lawrence right now. I'm not going to lie. I know you guys ain't going to like it. But if Chase had better technique, he would beat Jet Lawrence. He would, because he actually riding that good. Now, the problem is that he don't. And the problem is that Jet Lawrence is starting to not worry about Chase. And why is he not worried about him? Because I would say we talked on the broadcast, and a lot of people say, like, is he playing with him? And I always, like, I beg the difference between somebody playing with him. Playing with him, and Chad, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mean no disrespect. But playing with somebody is like 2002 Unadilla. Like, that's playing with somebody. Like, all right, like, I'm going to pull over. Like, I ain't seen that. Like, when he does that, let me know, right? I think Jet, he ain't worried about him. He ain't worried about him. So, which essentially looks like he's kind of playing with somebody, because like, he's like, oh, he's right there. I'll just go faster. And I think a lot of it comes to is that when you see somebody make the same mistake so many times and you're like, dude, look, like, I'm showing you how to go fast around the racetrack. Like, we all are telling you how to go around the racetrack, but you keep doing the same thing. And you keep like expecting something different, and you are going to get the same ass whooping next weekend, the following weekend, and then weekend after that next year, unless you don't change. And I feel like if I was riding against somebody and I knew that he ain't going to change, like, then I'd stop worrying about him, because I just know even if he passed me, the likelihood of him like being able to stay up, it probably ain't going to happen. Or he's going to get tired, because it's pretty like blatant of like what he should do. Now, before y'all even say anything, I'm not like saying Chase rode bad at all, because I think Chase is riding really good, considering that, one, there's a lot of pressure on him. There's a lot of pressure for him to beat Jet just in general. It doesn't matter if he's on the same team, same brand. It doesn't matter. Like, there's a lot of pressure for him to do that, because he knows every weekend Jet's got more confidence this weekend than he did last weekend, and they just raced each other. And you saw the difference between in six races, how Jet showed up at that first race when he raced Paula, and him and Chase was in that second moto. Look at the difference between Jet and the way he rode and just everything when he went that first race. Now, fast forward it to now. Like, we're like, oh, he's going to win all these races. He's just kind of playing with dude. That's confidence. And yes, Jet is getting better. He's getting better because he learned how to ride a 450, but Jet was fast at Paula too. Chase was faster in the moto at Paula too. Jet was able, Chase stayed there. What happened at Paula? Chase got close, Jet pulled away. Chase got close, Jet pulled away. Jet just won the race. Chase was right there, but he couldn't do it. What happened this weekend? Chase got close, Jet pulled away. What happened? Jet got close, Chase pulled. I mean, you know what I mean. I'm messing my, this ain't that segment, but overall, there ain't nothing different from Paula to like this one. Nothing different. Chase is riding the same. Jet's riding the same. The only thing that's different is what Jet believes that's like is different, and he's more confident. And at Paula, I think he felt like, okay, when is this dude going to get me? Is this dude going to get me? Now I think he just knows this dude ain't going to get me. And if he does, I'm going to get him back, because he ain't going to change and all that. So I think both of them are overall going faster than they did at Paula. I think Chase is his only problem is Jet. Otherwise, I mean, he'd be running away from this. I don't think Chase is riding as good as he was last year, but that's because he hasn't been out here riding. But overall, like, Chase is riding good enough to win. I don't even think he's like out of shape, because you want to see out of shape, I ain't gonna say no names, but you can see a few people that was like, JS is, that's out of shape. Like, that's the problem. Chase didn't have that. I mean, Chase beat the last, 2020 or 21 champion by like 30, 40 seconds. You know, nobody else was close to him. So Chase just has to, I said last weekend, Chase gonna have to change. It's as simple as that. Chase gonna have to change. And when Chase changes, then I think it's going to be some good races. It's already some good races, but there's clearly a technique problem. And I think the technique problem is causing the line selection, which is causing the way his bike works, period. And it's just Chase is making it way harder on himself than what it is. That being said, Jet is damn good, bro. Like, dude's good. And I said, like, hey, you can ride best, and Chase could change those techniques and still get beat. Like, that could happen. That's because Jet is that good. But I feel like there's a silver lining to this, that if you're riding that good the way you are right now, and people, before you say anything, you disagree, just watch the damn race. Like, just watch it. I don't even feel like I feel like I'm trying to convince y'all. Like, y'all know what I'm saying. Like, I see it. You'll see it. Just watch it, right? I said Chase should have tucked the front end. Hell, I would have tucked the front end until I figure out my technique. I'm tucked front end. I don't want this dude just thinking he can do what he's doing.
Chase, you're in a borderline front. You better tuck that front end, son. I ain't lying with you. You better do something.
Now you're telling him to tuck the front.
You better do something. You got plenty.
Might not be over.
You got a little time on Dylan. He all right. He back there. You better tuck that front end, son.
I don't want that. Tuck the damn front end. So, but Chase, like, he's just going to have to change. And I actually feel like he is doing that. And a lot of this comes to it. It's a frustration thing because it ain't a bike. Bike's good. Like, Honda's good. But the way you ride that bike makes it not work in certain parts. And it's easy when you ride it your way. It's easy to look at your teammate and be like, well, his bike's better. Well, it ain't that. Like, it ain't that. If you ride a KTM, Honda, Suzuki, Husky, it's going to look the same. It's going to look the same. And it might sound harsh, but I'm only saying it because I know how good Chase is. Like, I've had a chance to work with him. And he knows, Honda knows, Jet knows. And we've been talking about this for years now. I just think now there's somebody doing the things that, like, you're going to have to change. Somebody's doing that. So you're going to have to change. Like, you're not going to be able to outride them. Like, you're not going to have better technique because you do things on a motorcycle that Eli Tomac can't do or some of these other guys can't do. No, Jet can do that. But Jet can also do what you do, and he can do it better. And if Jet, like, is feeling confidence, and if he stops worrying about you, and if he knows you ain't gonna change, you got a problem, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You got a problem. You're gonna be hoping that dude fall in first corner because that's the only way you're gonna beat him. Like, that's it. And I think Jet knows that. And also, Jet is using this, one, as confidence, but also using this to almost let you know. Like, the best thing that's happened for Jet Lawrence right now is that some people, and it looks like he's playing with him because he just knows, nah, like, if I'm Jet Lawrence, I'd be like, dude, change your ride style all day long. Your ass still going to get beat because I ain't doing that because I can go faster. I can go faster and I can go faster. And I think Jet's smart enough to realize where he's at. And he also knows that anybody that comes in this field right now, like, I'm not only going to try to beat you today, but I'm beating you today for tomorrow and for tomorrow for next week. That's what he's doing because he knows these guys are going to get better. And he also knows that there's going to be different people in here, different situations and all that. But I'm watching a guy that, as good as Jet is, watching his competition and knows his competition and just like, yeah, I ain't worried about him. And that's where it goes back to my original point where it looks like somebody's messing with somebody because I think Jet knows what we're talking about. And I think Jet knows Chase just as good as he knows himself. And he realizes that there's nothing to worry about until that dude changes. There ain't nothing to worry about. So he can get all up on me. I'll just go a little bit faster because when I go a little bit faster, it's going to make that technique and all these things, those flaws, it's going to come out even more. He's going to have more of a problem. So I just go a little bit faster and put him in the red line, see how good his technique is, see how good his line selection. I bet it ain't as good as mine. And he just rides away from him. So, look, I could be wrong, but I ain't. I could be wrong, but I definitely ain't. But I do believe this. I believe Chase Sexton is a hell of a rider. I do believe that. Like, there's certain guys that I wouldn't even waste my time talking about this because I was like, he ain't got no chance. Like, he can change. He can change underwear if all he want. Like, it's still going to be the stinky ass poop. Like, it's going to be that. No, I do think Chase is good enough to change and fix this stuff. I just don't know if Chase is good enough to take, you know, change, fix this stuff. Because you're watching somebody else that is doing that. And like I said, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to win all of them. And he's going to win all of them pretty good. Southwick was a big test the weekend. And look, I'm like sitting here talking. And there's more stuff I want to talk about. Should I talk about it anymore, Cole? All right. Cole said, I got the point, Klaus. Clearly. And Cole realizes that, like, he's going to download this thing because his ass ain't here. So, you know what? So, I'm going to tell you right now. If he's ended up on the stew list, I'm going to put it in the segment just in case he ends up on the stew list. Y'all be pissed at him because it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. I'm here. But all that being said, people, Chase is still right there. And like I said, Chase is good enough to do it. I just think his looks can be deceiving. Deception, like it can cause different things. But I think we're starting to see somebody starting to like look at you and be like, whatever. And that's the sense of like, all right, I'm playing with you because I ain't worried about you, whatever you want to say. But I do believe Jet this weekend showed a couple things. That one, if y'all heard Jet after the race, it ain't easy.
My legs is shaking right now, but
it ain't easy being so greasy, looking good. It ain't. Like, dude was tired. Dude said his legs shaking, shambling, and all that. Like, it ain't easy. Also think it showed that it was a big test to him being able to, one, back up what he did last weekend. Basically outwork Chase. And I thought you saw like the skills of this rider on full display. And I was cool. I was loving it watching it. Like, just some of the lines that he was able to do, like, it was pretty damn sick. It was loud now. But the biggest thing, what I think it did, is that it, until big drastic things happen, and Chase could change some stuff and win, and Chase could not change anything and come out and win. I think one of his best shots is going to be Washougal. I think that's going to be his best shot between here and then, is Washougal beating Jet. And I don't think it's necessarily a technique thing that was being on display. But nonetheless, the biggest thing it did was allow Jet to be like, okay, I got him. And that's a big issue. I said, you can show up with some problems and leave with some issues. Well, Chase got an issue right now that he's going to have to fix, but I think the problem can be solved. We're going to have to figure it out. But the one problem is that, look, this dude has gotten all these things. And I said, I might just put it on damn auto repeat. I don't know what's up. Hunter going to get kicked out the house. Dude slacking. I don't know. He's just making the Lawrence name look bad. He's making it look bad. I'm just kidding. He was hurt. He was coming back. But this dude right here has gotten all of them. He's signing these damn number one plates after the thing. I said they should just put like coffee and just paste it. You know, just leave one spot open for a 250 because you don't know what the hell is going to happen in that now. But just put JL on that thing. He's going to get it. But he's getting these things. And you can say it's a problem or you can say it's an issue. But the only issue is that he's gotten too many damn trophies and he ain't got a big enough room to keep it. He's going to have to extend the house. He's got to extend everything because he keeps getting these things. Hit it for him, Cole. Oh, that's right. You ain't here. Neck burn, Jet Lawrence. You on jet fire. I know it's different people, but he ain't here. Jet Lawrence, for reals, kid. You doing the damn thing. We seeing something special. And I said, coming into this season, that I wasn't really excited to see, like you guys rattling. Like, I was excited to see the mindset of both y'all. Like, that's more exciting to me when I like hearing interviews. I like reading in between lines. I wish I was in that truck like a fly on the wall. I was like that fly when you had to barbecue a gnat. You just keep, that's what JS wish I was at, because I'm seeing it and I'm sure you're seeing it as well. But Jet Lawrence, again, 6-0, 12-0, whatever it is, 0. He won all of them, people, whatever. You know, Jet Lawrence, congratulations. Chase Sexton, keep your head up, son. You got it. Next time, you better tuck that damn front end. I'm telling you right now. But till then, good luck, kid. Jet Lawrence, good job. Tom Vial, good job. Woof, woof. Joe Shimoda, Far East Coast, good to see you back. No more Average Joe. You better keep it going on next weekend. But that's it from round 23, which we're going in is Oakley. Students, dude, I don't know where the hell I was going. Where you at, Cole? Like, tell me. Keep me in the thing, but you ain't here. So it's just my show. We'll be right back, people. Oakley students, too. We'll be right back.
They say an object in motion tends to stay in motion. We test that idea on a daily basis. Motion and experimentation. Motors and manpower. We continue to evolve and thrive. So whether you climb or cross over, find your own line, or pin it wide open, as long as you're moving in a way that gives you what you need, we'll be here for you.
What's up, guys? You know it is your boy JS7. And as before, I'm proud to continue my sponsorship with AG1. I've been taking it for a while. I've noticed the difference. I feel better. I wasn't at the race this weekend, but I feel good. I was able to not take my travel packs. I was able to use the home pack. So the way I've been taking it, I wake up in the morning, hit my scoop in some water, drop my little droppers in there, and chug it. As again, I've always had to take my travel packs, but this weekend I didn't have to do it, so I just continued my normal routine. But as you guys know, it is super easy. There's no excuses. Just scoop it in, drip it, and chug it. The reason I take it, it just helps my energy. I feel like I feel better. I don't feel as weighed down. My gut feels better. My energy levels feel better. And I gotta chase these kids around the house, so everything, I need everything firing like normal, and this stuff does it for me. Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Make sure you go to athleticgreens.com/Bubba's World. Did you hear me? athleticgreens.com/Bubba's World to get yours. And then you can look as good as me. All right, people, my favorite time, your favorite time, Oakley students do. Now look, sometimes when you get the first time, it's the first time. Now, I know that just kind of cliched. I mean, that's like the first time, that is the first time. But this one was different because, like, I said it was going to happen, but I didn't expect it to happen like this weekend. I don't know why I was sleeping on him, but I should never sleep on him. Dude just knows how he was. And when I saw it, the first time I saw it, which is like the third lap of first practice, I just knew it was going to happen. Tom Vial, this is your first time on this. And you know what you got to be. You're going to get a stupendous stew. Not because you just won the race. There's people that won before you. You'll win again. Like, I mean, every time you get a stew, it is special. It is special. I mean, they give all these nice trophies and stuff, but you don't get no stew. That's special. Hayden got one last weekend. It was his first time. And this weekend, it was your first time. They must be like, I mean, just getting first times out. But Tom Vial, you a stupendous dude, not because you won, but because you won where you won at and how you did it. You had RJ with no eyeballs, no glasses out, but he was still coming from you. You didn't allow that to happen. That is a stupendous dude. So Tom Vial, you a stupid because you snuck under the radar, even though everybody like said he probably will win. So you wasn't under the radar, but you snuck on and you did it at the hardest track of the year. I'm telling you, they'll all be a lot easier from this. They might be going faster, but you were able to show. And every time you went at Southwood, you are the fittest and the strongest of the strong. And yeah, Far East Coast came back. There wasn't no more Average Joe, but you held your own. Hanging with Mr. Cooper was trying to hang with you, and he fell over. He fell over trying to chase whatever it is. You were trying to chase him, whatever. But you hang on, and it was your first time. So Tom Vial, great job, kid. You a stew. And Jet Lawrence, come on, people. I ain't going to sit here and waste my time. Like, yeah. Yeah, you got better technique. You like Jay saying you got better technique. And, you know, Jay saying, like, he ain't playing with Chase, but he ain't playing with Chase. And Jet just doing this. And Jet, is he playing with him? And Jet doing this. And dang. That sounds like a stew to me because it's confusing as hell. And sometimes we sit there and watch it and we, like, don't even know what we're watching. Like, my boy David Bailey in 2003, when I hit the the Bubba Scrub for the first time on TV, everybody was like, I don't even know what my train of thought. It's confusing. That's to me is astute because you're watching something that just seems like so simple, but nobody else can do it. And then you're watching, you're like, what is that? I don't know what it is, but it's great. It seems stewish. And that's what you are, Jet Lawrence. So just like you have all the previous ones, you a stupendous job. And just like Tom Vial, when you win at Southwick, boy, you a strong thing. So that just gives you confidence. So Jet Lawrence, continue it, son. You a stew. Now, look, I ain't going to give anybody else no stews besides everybody else. All y'all stews. Be honest with you, the dude that was hanging out in his camper, Chris Cutting, we had a barbecue afterward. Just kidding. He should have been home. Like, Canning, first off, you know what? Chris Canning, you a stew, all you guys stew. Adam Cincerella did a good job. Jason Anderson pumped you, didn't pull off the track, bro. I felt you, felt the pain. Rango, bike looked better. Bike did look better. Jason, keep your head up, son. Small wins, baby. Small wins. Keep your head up. You a champ. You know what to do. Dylan Ferrandis, doing your thing. AP, all y'all. Y'all finished the race. Y'all showed up for the race. Y'all are students because y'all dare went out to Southwick. And it was hot as hell. You know it's hot, people, when you can look in the air and you see the air. You either in Los Angeles or you in a hot place. Well, we were in a hot place because we were far away from Los Angeles. So all y'all are students, fans at Southwick. All y'all is good. NBC was cool. We were live on the tube. Everybody's stewed. Now my next list, stewed, pissed off. Pissed off why? Not pissed off because you're at Southwick and it was hot as hell. Nah, because you kind of knew that. Pissed off because like at Southwick, you were like there and you fell over because you were so tired. Nah, we kind of expected that. Why are you pissed off? I'm stewed. Because what? You just like, what? This, that? No, I'm pissed off because I had to do the show myself. Not only had to do the show myself, this fool made me go to Best Buy and I had to spend $134.28 on some damn SD cards. Like, for reals? Like, all these damn cameras, so you can't even get a sponsorship that can give us, like, some SD card? Like, pissed off. I'm pissed off. I can't get here. One, it's either sunny. I can't get a moose. The damn dog. Can't have a dog sitter. Nah. No, he's up. Where? He's up in Southwick, people. Who wants to stay up there? Pissed off, that's what Cole is. And then the disrespect he's going to be where he's at. I just said he was where he was at. He's on the screen over there talking to me. And he's going to interrupt because I say Chris Canty. Like, it's the first time he shows up all year long. I'm in his backyard. Excuse me for not knowing his name. Like, excuse me. I got the first part right. And I got the first letter of the second name right. Gonna sit here and interrupt me and say, nah, man, nah. Just because you hanging out with him and y'all barbecuing don't mean like I ain't getting no ribs. So I'm pissed off, people. All my riders, y'all ain't pissed off because y'all happy to get out of that Southwick. So let y'all know if the fans are stupid, then I'm really gonna be pissed. And we're gonna find Mark, Tom, Dick, and Harry because Cole Ass can be fired if he messed this up, which I don't know if I can get this thing out. FedEx and UPS as quick as I know because I did show up a little bit late and he might not get scars till then. But anyways, that ain't my fault. He should have been here. He could have been working on it. Anyways, people, that was it from round 23. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Well, y'all, again, y'all saw what y'all saw. Y'all saw Jet Lawrence put on a display of a masterclass of ass whoopings and he put it on display. Chase Sexton, keep doing your thing. If not, keep tucking the front end. Whatever he needs to do, just don't do what you did last weekend. Don't let him beat you like that because you can't beat you. It ain't never going to end. I'm just kidding, but I'm not. So Far East Coast, good to see you back. Tom Vial, good to see you. Welcome up to the stupendous list. You a stew. Hey, Deegan, you are the points leader. You ain't feeling dangerous, son. You are dangerous. Hunter Lawrence, get 100% healthy because they're going to jump you, fool. They're going to jump you as much as your brother whooping up on everybody else. They're going to take it out on somebody. So you the only one. I said, look, you normally don't kick a man when he's down. They're going to jump your ass. Letting you know right now. But that was it from round 23 where you saw what you saw. But until then, I'm going to have to walk off this stage and to go click each one of these cameras. So it's going to be a little bit different than last time. But I'll see you. I won't be there this weekend. I'll be there in spirit. I'll see you in a couple weekends. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And that's it. God damn it. Are you going to interrupt me, Chris Kane? See, now I got to go this way because you decided you want to show up.